What's up, friends? It's Haley, aka Bird.
And Randy.
And you're listening to the Give 'em the Bird podcast.
This podcast is all about challenging what it means to be healthy, fit, female, and everything in between.
It's about pushing back on societal expectations, dismantling the status quo, and celebrating life in the gray area.
And most importantly, it's about giving the bird to living life any way but your own way. Thanks for tuning in.
Now, let's give them the bird.
Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Give 'em the Bird. This is Randy. I have Haley here, and this week we are doing kind of a fun little What's Trending episode. We did one several weeks back, and it was just kind of fun to see what's going on in the world and get our reactions to it. So this week I have chosen our What's Trending topics, and Haley is going to be surprised by them. But before we jump into the What's Trending, I have a little surprise vocabulary word
for you. Another one.
Yes. Do you remember when we had Tids Optimist?
Yeah. And I told a student about that.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, this is a thing. My friend told me about it and I Googled it for her.
Yeah. My sister, my older sister said that she heard it and was like, oh my God, it's me. So this is another word that struck me because it is also me. And I feel like I saw it a bunch on the internet. So this is probably not new to anyone at this point, but Herkel Durkel. So it is, if I remember correctly, a Scottish word. And to Herkel Durkel is to lie in bed or lounge about when one should be up and about.
A good old naked lay.
A good old naked lay. I am a Herkel Durkler.
Wow, Herkel Durkel.
Yeah. So use that in your
Herkel Durkel. I love that. I'm just gonna it kinda reminds me of like, I'm just gonna tinker around. Like I'm just gonna Herkel Durkel.
Yes. Exactly. It's
like, what's on your agenda today? Ooh, let's see, from 11 to 1 I got a Herkel Durkel.
Like a little Herkelin, a little Durkelin.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that. Wow. Herkel Durkel.
Okay. So my first What's Trending, this is also maybe a little bit older, or people are already like, girl, this has been a thing forever, but legging legs.
Oh my God, Randy, that was the one that I was going to share with you. Yes.
I hate it so much. Yes. So if anybody doesn't know, legging legs is like this thing that's circling on like TikTok and Instagram reels and stuff where usually young women who are in smaller bodies show off their like very lean legs and what they consider like perfect legging legs. And so, you know, somebody said like, this is very reminiscent of like the thigh gap when that was like a thing. And, you know, there's people out here like yours truly who's wearing leggings like every day of the week. And if I were to be someone who like, let this kind of stuff bother me, I would be like, oh my God, I can't wear leggings anymore because I don't have these perfect legs. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's gross. Gross trend.
Yes. I have to admit something though. And I'm not going to say that I'm ashamed of this, but like, I'm not proud of it. When I saw this, because this was like, I saw it, I don't know, maybe like a month ago, like when it started to come out or whatever. I saw it and I was like, my first thought was like, well, yeah. Like, I was like, yeah, that's, and it's terrible. But in my head, I was like, you know, I will see, and this is my own insecurities talking. This is not Bird, the intuitive eating coach talking. This is just Birdie Bird Bird. I will compare, like, sometimes when I'm in my leggings and I look in the mirror, I'm like, ooh, like, my thighs are too big. My butt's too big. My calves aren't big enough. Like, I'm top heavy. Like, ooh, it's not working for me right now. And then I'll see somebody else that has a different body shape. And I'm like, that's working for them. So my first thought was like, well, yeah. And then I was like, duh, stop. Like, stop thinking that way. I also think it's really interesting though, because there's like ways to wear leggings that I recently learned about that where you like give yourself a massive wedgie. Have you heard of this? And like it defines your booty cheeks.
Yep.
And that's like what the gym girlies wear.
Yeah.
My leggings don't stay up. Like, I don't know. My butt cheeks just don't hold them in place, I guess. But
yeah, I've tried it. I'll be honest with you. I've tried giving myself the wedgie only because I feel like two cheeks is better than one, you know?
Absolutely.
But yeah, my cheeks don't hold don't hold it in place. Speaking of butt cheeks, this was not on my list, but as I was searching, okay, time out. I'm going to take another tangent. I told you before we started recording that it was difficult to me to find things like what's trending in the fitness world because I have muted and turned off all of these like fitness diet culture accounts. So I'm taking that.
Yes, which we love.
Mm-hmm. Props and snaps. But anyway, as I was researching, I found this video where, and I've seen something like this before, but they're at a gym and they had a bunch of people lined up and they like push a barbell over and to see if their butt stops it. And if their butt yes. stops the barbell, they get a green check mark. And if it doesn't, they get a red X because their booty is not
yes. good enough.
I think have that thing seen would that. Roll over my head. Like, I don't think any part of my body is going to stop that barbell from rolling.
My head will. My head's my biggest feature. Like, I mean, no, I have seen that too. And it's just like so, so toxic and icky. And they're like doing it in a gym full of people. And again, it's like the people that are doing it are like your typical, I call them the Brads, Chads, and Britneys. No shame if yep. that is your name.
The Britneys. I've heard the Brads and Chads. I haven't heard the Britneys, and I love that.
A student said that to me. I was like, the Britneys. I was like, okay. But I'm sure that some people say Brads, Chads, and Haleys, you know, which is, you know, totally understand that. But yes, I have seen that too. It's so uncomfortable, but yet at the same time, I'm like, would my booty stop it? Would I pass?
I know.
Like,
I did have that thought as well.
Yeah.
But also,
so I've seen that one.
Leggings. I also like, if I have the choice, I will pull my more compressive leggings because they hold in the things and I feel like I look better in them. So I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, that like just goes back to, you know, all the things that we talk about being real on here and also reminding people that like, if you have legs, you have legging legs.
Exactly. And if you have a body, you have a swimsuit body, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so wear your leggings, whether you pull them up your butt crack. I'm not going to judge you because, listen, two cheeks are better than one, as Randy says, but wear your leggings.
That has to be our motto for GTB, like our tagline.
Two cheeks are better than one. I don't know. I feel like that's one, but also the good old naked lay.
Good old naked lay.
That was so freaking funny. That was so funny. I don't know what episode that was in, but Randy was talking about Lan and her. Oh, it was after you did like your content collective
or yes.
Yeah.
Well, anytime I have like a big shoot and I come home, I'm sweaty and I just, yeah, do the naked lay.
You shower and then you just naked lay.
No, I don't shower.
Oh, what? I didn't know that. Down.
Do a naked lay. Wow. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a.
I'm not a big fan of showers.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's just too much time. And I got to do stuff afterwards, like with my hair, if I want to look halfway different. I can't just like step out of the shower and be done. Mm-hmm. I think that's part of it. Like if I had hair that could just go, which I know not many people do, I guess, that would be a different story.
I completely, as a fellow curly girl, not as curly and beautiful, like your curls right now, people, if you're not watching this, get on Spotify and look at whatever is happening with mine, but look at Randy's beautiful curls. They look so good. Okay. Well, that changes things. So it's a good old dirty naked leg.
It's gross. It's not. Yeah. It's gross. I plan my week trying to figure out how I can shower the least amount of times.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Randy, this is news to me. I'm a regular shower. I'm pretty much a freak about it. In college, my roommates made fun of me because no matter how, if you are a college student listening, this does not have to be your college experience, but no matter how like blackout drunk belligerent I was, I would always shower and brush my teeth before bed.
That's dedication.
I know. In fact, at my bridal shower, my sister played this game where it was like, would Haley rather? And it was like, go a month without showering or a week without brushing her teeth. And everybody was like, neither, she would die. But like that, cause that's what my friends know me for is like, I'm a consistent shower and like teeth got to be brushed. So, but you know what?
I'm gross in comparison, but
I don't think you're gross. I would never think that.
You know? I could claim it's for like the curls, you know, not washing them very often, but it's not that. I'm just lazy.
I mean, that's fine. I didn't shower before bed last night, so we're even. We're even. Yeah. Okay, so leggings, legs.
Legging legs. Okay. And then the next thing I have done, and it is a broad topic, but I'm specifically focusing on like sleep tracking. So wearable devices and tracking like all the things, but specifically sleep, I feel like has been, I've just seen it a lot lately, people tracking their sleep. And I downloaded an app for my watch and wore my watch to bed for a couple months to track my sleep. And I really liked it at first. I eventually got to the point where I'm like, I can't have things on me when I'm sleeping, my watch being one of them. And so I stopped wearing it, but I thought it was super interesting to see like how much deep sleep I was getting and, like REM sleep and all that. But what I got kind of worried about or I was noticing was like, I would wake up in the morning and I would not check in with myself and see like, do I feel refreshed or do I, you know, feel like I got a good night of sleep? I would automatically look at my app and be like, what was my sleep like last night? And I feel like we do that a lot with all different types of like tracking and things like period tracking and, you know, everything
like exercise that. Like, tracking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can just lose our intuition when it comes to how we're really feeling in our bodies.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the sleep tracking in general is up and I've been seeing it a lot. I think maybe it's associated with like, maybe like the Aura ring. I don't know if you've seen those, the Aura ring or like Whoop. It's kind of like the, it's like,
I haven't heard of that one, but
yeah, it's not a watch. It's really common, I think, in like CrossFit space. But it's this idea of like recovery and like receiving like a recovery rating, essentially, like on a scale from 0 to 100. And I know that like my husband Tyler, he has a Garmin and he specifically has it so that when he takes the dogs hunting, he knows where they're at. It like connects to his like device. But it also gives them like a recovery score. But I think it's like very much related to your sleep quality too. So I agree. That's a big thing lately. And I wonder if one of the reasons why it's become more common is because of like the Huberman Lab podcast. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what is like their, what do they talk about?
So Andrew Huberman, he is a... neuroscience. Hold on. Andrew Huberman.
I feel like he's been on other podcast I listen to.
Probably. Yeah. He is he's a hottie. I'll tell you that right now. 48-year-old, like absolutely yummy, yum, yum.
Well,
what is he? He's like a professor of neuroscience at Stanford. So,
there you go.
Yeah. Smart guy. His podcast though is a little bit like in my eyes, a little bit problematic because, and a lot of people have kind of debunked some of the things he says because he's so research heavy, but it's not like research is just a piece of it, right? Like just because something shows research doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work specifically for you as an individual.
Right.
But I think that he talks a lot about sleep and recovery and, he does a lot with like light exposure and like seeing the sun first thing in the morning and the impact that has on you. So I wonder if he's like kind of helping shift the narrative. And I agree with you. I don't think there's anything bad, but I agree. Like if it's distancing, if it's a tracker and it's distancing you from yourself of just like checking in how you feel, you know, not so good. Plus it's a tracker. So it's not as smart as you are.
Right. And it's not going to be, you know, fully accurate. It has to estimate a lot of things. Like at the beginning, I found it helpful just because I started paying attention more to myself. Like, that makes sense. Like that I woke up feeling really refreshed and my app is showing this. And it helped me figure out that I need like a very, very firm mattress in order to get a good night's sleep. But once I like kind of figured that out, then it wasn't really doing anything for me other than I was just checking the app every morning and not actually figuring out, did I actually sleep well? So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Okay, this next one, I'm going to have to pull up my source because this was news to me.
Ooh-hoo-hoo!
Have you heard of, it's a biohacking trend called NAD Plus.
No, but biohacking makes me cringe.
I know. Okay. let me just, this is a very trusted source. This is L Magazine.
L.com. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Scientificist magazine.
The Scientificist, absolutely. So NAD Plus, a coenzyme in your body, key to powering energy metabolism, DNA repair, circadian rhythm regulation, and stem cell rejuvenation. So celebrities are getting these in injections, of course.
Oh, of course.
Because that's what they do. Mm-hmm. And I have a price here also.
Oh, God.
It's one of the most popular forms of peptide therapy for Hollywood and fashion industry wellness obsessives, and not just for when they're sick. Its fans use NAD as a verb. I'm going to NAD for the rest of my life, and I'm never going to age. Comes from Hailey Bieber.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Wow. Jennifer Aniston does it.
Oh, Jenny, girl.
Jay Biebs does it.
Of course.
Okay.
So yeah. It's an injectable?
It's an injectable. Today, you can get NAD Plus in many luxurious places. At the Four Seasons Resort Maui, they'll nestle you in fluffy blankets and set you up with an IV and a front row view of paradise.
Wow, that's totally accessible to everyone in America.
Right. Let's see.
So it's like this like anti-aging trend, I feel like, is coming
basically.
Yes. And yeah. This idea of like...
Here's the price. Yeah. Average anywhere from $300 to $2,000 for a single dose.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's like a couple gallons of gas just to get to my shitty paying job. Oh my God. What? Okay. This idea of like peptides. Can you define for me what is a peptide?
A GLP-1, our last episode that we, or most, one of our recent episodes, Ozempic, is a peptide. So it's just like a chemical, for lack of a better word, in the body. It can, connect with receptors in your body to tell your body to do certain things.
Okay.
Is probably the easiest way to explain it. Kind of like a hormone, but a little bit different.
Okay. I wonder that too, because yes, you mentioned peptide in the last episode or that we recorded at least. And then you mentioned it with this NAD, right? Mm-hmm. And it was something that, we have a friend who was like doing it. You inject peptides, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's like collagen peptides that are like a powder form too, but it's, I feel like peptides are like a thing. It's in the atmosphere that's happening.
I just Googled like a quick definition of it too, just to see if there's like something that might better explain it. But yeah, essentially it's like, amino acids linked up together. And once it gets to a certain length, it could be called a protein. But shorter lengths are peptides.
Oh, okay. That's a good way of
kind of helps a little bit, I think.
Okay. Okay. Interesting.
What it is.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So people are nattying.
Okay. Oh shoot, I lost the article. Oh, here it is. So at the beginning of this article that I found, they're actually talking about something completely different, and they just like breeze past it like it ain't no thing. This author says, my Roman Empire, there's this retreat in Hawaii. You bring the healthiest person you know as your guest. And then over the next few days, your plus one donates their number two gift to you in a health boosting fecal transplant.
No. What? Why are we going to these great lengths? What?
I don't know. Oh my God.
I love how it was like number two.
Yeah. Well, I added the shit. But what? Like, I can't say that that's trending because that's clearly not accessible to people, but oh my God. I mean, okay. So I do think there's probably a lot in our microbiome and our like gut microbiome that we don't even know. Like, I just feel like there's so much in there that's beneficial in certain ways. And fecal transplants can be helpful for like chronic C. diff infections and mm-hmm. things like that. But like the average Chad, Brad, and Brittany don't need a fecal transplant.
Oh my God. And like at a resort?
Right.
I am not going there to like get a fecal transplant. Like, absolutely not. Wow.
No.
So people are natting.
People are natting.
Some motherfuckers are getting fecal transplants as a form of relaxation.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
It ain't going to be me. I can tell you that.
No, me neither.
Okay. Next on the list
is,
and I like this one. I don't feel like there's probably many downsides to this one, but I could be wrong. But it's called a dead hang. Do you know what a dead hang is?
From the bar?
Yeah. So you hang from the bar with your hands, like from a pull-up bar, and you allow your body to fully hang with no tension. And the benefits are supposed to be better posture, happy shoulder joints, lengthening of the upper back muscles, spinal decompression, grip strength boost, and to relieve like back pain and tension. Mm. Whether or not it does all these things, I don't know, but I have to imagine that it just feels so relaxing just to like release all that like pressure in your back.
Yes. I have seen this. It's like, I've seen a bunch of videos where people say like, watch me decompress my spine. And then they hang and it's just like.
Oh, right. The noise. You know?
Yeah.
ASMR or whatever it is.
Love that. I don't know. Like, I can't say for sure, but it makes me wonder about, you know, like those, what are they? I don't know if people still use them, but you lay on it and then you flip upside down and you hang upside down.
An inversion table?
Yeah. Like, is that the same?
In your basement.
Oh my God, Randall. Is that the same use? Gerald, does he use it?
I think so. I think it is to like relieve that tension and just like, but from a different, because you're hanging by your ankles.
Right. And there's something that has to do with like gravity and blood flow, some shit like that. I don't know. I'm sure.
I think he uses it to try to do inverted like sit-ups because he's wild.
Oh my God. I just think about, I've done it one time when I worked at, the physical therapy clinic and gym that I used to work at the front desk for, like after hours, I was like, I'm going to try this because nobody's here. And I was closing up shop and that shit's terrifying. Like,
because that's what I worry about.
I didn't. Well, actually I think somebody else was there with me. I feel like, but yeah, I mean, I feel like you have to have like a lot of core strength in order to sit up out of those.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. When I did it the first time, I was like, I need to make sure somebody's in the house because if I get stuck here, like,
what would you do? Like just release your legs and then
just fall on your head. I don't know.
Oh,
I didn't want to find out. So
yeah, but yes, dead hang, spinal decompression, great for grip strength. Again,
I just feel like it would feel really good.
Yeah. And just like poppity pop, pop, you know, I feel like it would feel really good at like middle of the day. Just, you know, just pull my back apart.
Yeah. Well, whenever I get a massage, she spends the most time like in like my mid back, where, you know, I'm sitting here right now, I'm like hunched over and like
same
posture is not ideal, so
it's not a strength of mine.
No, same. Okay, so the last thing on my list has absolutely nothing to do with fitness or health, but it's something that I see a lot on my social media, maybe because of like my business, but it's these faceless Instagram accounts. Yes, you've seen these?
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't put it together until recently, but I've seen these faceless Instagram accounts claiming like that they can teach you how to grow an Instagram account without ever showing your face, make passive income, all of this stuff. But a couple months ago, I also saw a couple of accounts talking about MRR, which is master resell rights. And so it's basically like people will create an online digital course or something, and then they sell you the master resell rights. So then you can sell that same digital course and market it as your own.
Yes.
You don't have to give any credit to who you bought it from. And so I was like, I wonder if there's a relationship here. And so I started looking at some of these faceless accounts, and some of them are selling the exact same identical digital courses. So my presumption is that they have purchased these master resale right courses. And so a lot of them are like super pretty aesthetic videos and photos, not of anybody's faces. But I'm like, you know, a tech bro or whatever, like it could be men behind, it probably is men behind a lot of these, buying these master resale right digital courses, buying stock photos and videos, and then just pushing content out to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me giggles because I know if I explain this concept to Gerald, he's like, you should do it because he's about like any way to make money. But you know, for me, like putting energy into something like that, that doesn't like bring me any type of joy or fills up my energy cup at all. Like, I just don't think that's sustainable. But I just think it's super interesting.
Randy, I think that our phones have linked up because I have been seeing these all over and I literally was like, I want to do this. Like, I want to have a faceless Instagram. It is so intriguing. And like, even if you go on Canva, I mean, there's videos like stock videos and everything on Canva that you can use as well. But yes, the master resale rights, I had never connected those two, but I know somebody who was, I don't know if she's still doing it, but she was doing it. And I like, you watch this video, like this 10 minute, I watched it and I was like, Tyler, this is what I'm going to do. Like I, and then I realized what it was. And he was like, you realize what it was. And I was like, I realize what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I don't think there's any shame in it necessarily. Like,
no.
I mean, you can make passive income without having to show your face or like worrying about privacy or anything like that. It's just for me personally, like to do it on top of what I'm already doing,
right?
Like to take energy away from my business to do something like that, that wouldn't have me interacting with people and like bringing me joy in that way. I just couldn't do that. But it's absolutely enticing to think about. Like, I just buy this thing and resell it.
Right. Easy. Well, and I think my question was that the kind of issue that I had, so this is like not associated with like the faceless accounts necessarily, but just like the idea of master resale rights is that you have to like purchase it, but you're not guaranteed to make that money back. Like, you're not guaranteed that, like, because essentially what you are doing is, you are, what got you to buy this program, you are now doing to other people. Like, you are getting other people to buy that same program. And so it's
right. And you have to like create all the content to get
people. Yes. Yeah. So it's kind of like, it reminds me of kind of like an MLM in a way. Even though I don't know if that's the way that like the system works.
Right.
But yeah. And I think it's preying on, not, I shouldn't say preying, but I feel it's like very much targeting like, young or like, I don't know, 20s and 30s, maybe young 40s, like working moms who are like wanting to spend more time with their families. And again, I am 100% on board with that, but I have to wonder like what is underlying, like how much money do you have to put in and how much time and are you actually, I don't know, like it just, there's something about it that kind of feels like icky, like it's taking advantage of people.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's enticing on one hand, but also yes, if you really dig into it, I think there's some ickiness there too. And also I think making people think that passive income through like digital courses is easy is so ridiculous because especially if you have like an affordable, like let's see, $37 is a pretty common, like, you know, tiny little digital ebook course or whatever. To make an income off of a $37 course, you have to sell so many. And selling is hard. Mm-hmm. So like truly, if you want to make money as a digital, you know, creator or coach or whatever, like physically actually coaching people at a higher price point, coaching lower number of people, like makes more sense, you know?
I totally agree.
Speaking of coaches too, like digital courses can be fine, but I feel like a lot of people are like me and like, I'll buy a digital course and then I'll never open it, or I'll do one lesson and then like never open it again.
Yes.
But if I invest in a coach to like help me through things, I get so much more out of it, even though it's more expensive.
Yes.
Like, it's actually worth the money because I actually do the thing. So
yeah. Anyway. Yes. I, I totally feel this. And again, I do think that it, like, even though you were like, it's not fitness or health related, it definitely does relate to, like, what we talk about, though, you know, in regards to, I don't know, it just does. Well, anything can go here. Anything works here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic, and one that, like, I don't know, I might be selling somebody's digital course in the future.
Yeah.
Making bank, you know. One that I was going to share with you is this idea of having, like, a, I have not looked into it at all, but I saw, like, I've seen three different people post about it, like a sleep divorce, where you, like, you and your partner, you sleep in different beds, not for, like, anything related to, like, conflict in your marriage or, you know, like, relationship, but because you, like, sleep better.
Yep.
And yes, I've heard of it. And I'm like, I'm the exact opposite in that I sleep so good when I'm with somebody else because I'm kind of still afraid of the dark. But, like, Tyler and I have to have separate blankets. Like, don't touch me. Like, don't cuddle me. Use your own blankets. But, like, you better be in the same vicinity as me because, like, what if Samara from The Ring comes out from underneath my bed? Like,
you never know.
You got to get killed with me, man.
Oh, my God. I totally expected you to say, like, you were a cuddler. So.
No, I'm not a cuddler. Mm-mm.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-mm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like in some aspects that would be good for Gerald and I because he likes to sleep with the TV on, and I would prefer that it not be on when I'm trying to sleep. I have acclimated to it over 20 some years, but I am a cuddler.
You are?
Yeah, I'm the big spoon. Not every night, but like when we go to bed at the same time and it works out, yes, I'm always the big spoon. I rarely fall asleep that way or stay asleep that way. I always have to roll over, but like, I like to start out in a spoon.
How darling is that you're the big spoon and you're so small? Like, do your legs like cup his lower back or, like, or is your head is on his lower back?
My head is like between his shoulders and then my thighs are like on his butt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is so cute. I just like seeing it. I'm literally like in my head, what I'm actually envisioning is like you with Gerald, but Gerald is like the size of like Shaquille O'Neal. And so you're just like a little grain, like a little piece of rice looking thing.
Like on a tree.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. I fully support anybody that does it. Like, absolutely. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all.
The older I've gotten also, I feel like I'm so much less judgmental of anybody's marital or partnership situation. Like,
yes.
Want to live separately but stay married, go for it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love that for you. Whatever works for you.
I agree. And I feel like it kind of pushes back on, like, again, societal expectations for, like, married couples, you know, or partnered couples or whatever it is. Like, who says we have to live together? I mean, we do. We cannot afford to live separately. And, like, I wouldn't. Who would take the dogs? Obviously, I would take the child, but, like, who would take the dogs, you know? But, yeah, I agree. I thought it's, like, an interesting concept. But the other downside is, like, we don't have enough bedrooms for that year. Like, sorry, man.
Right.
You're staying in bed with me.
You know, you got to think through that. But
Tyler would probably be like, oh, I love that idea. And I'd be like, no, you're staying with me. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, I have learned a lot.
Yeah,
this
is a good episode.
Mm-hmm. I always go into these thinking like, are we going to have enough content? And then 20 minutes later, I'm like, somebody cut me off.
Turns out we do.
Thanks for tuning in to the Give 'Em the Bird podcast. If you're enjoying the podcast, head on over to Apple iTunes or Spotify and rate, review, and subscribe. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Give 'Em the Bird podcast to stay up to date with all things GTB. We'll see you back here next week for another episode, but in the meantime, go give 'em the bird.